Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today our reading comes from the Gospel of Luke. This is chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." Now, these are some kind of sobering words from Jesus. Whenever Jesus speaks, "Woe," that's a time where we should perk up our ears and listen a little bit of what he's speaking here, because this is a serious thing. Now, the cities that he's addressing here, Chorazin and Bethsaida, these are cities in Galilee, right? Jewish cities where Jesus has been ministering and preaching and performing miracles and healings. And he's comparing them to these other cities of Tyre and Sidon, which are Gentile cities and cities that in the Old Testament had been condemned as cities that were opposed to God, where there was all kinds of sin and wickedness. And my bet is that the people who lived in Chorazin and Bethsaida, these Jewish cities, they probably thought they were so far removed from the people who lived in these other Gentile cities. They probably thought that they had a lot more going for them in terms of being in good relationship with God, right? They were the chosen people. They had received the law. They had received the prophets. And yet, when God himself was standing in front of them, they didn't recognize him. They saw him perform miracles. They saw him demonstrate his love for them. And they heard the message that he preached, but they didn't respond. And when it comes down to it, that's what it's all about, is this opportunity to respond to Jesus, the fullness of the revelation of God's love and of his plan that he prepared with the law and the prophets and the chosen people. And for those people who were receiving him, those Jewish people who were hearing him, it's a tragic thing that they totally missed what was happening in front of them. They totally missed that this was the Messiah that they were waiting for. And what Jesus is calling out here is that they might have thought they were in a good spot, that they were doing pretty well. They were probably being generally good people. Nothing like those people in Tyre and Sidon, right? But when it comes down to it, their hearts were still closed to God. And that is the ultimate decision maker. That is the ultimate thing of importance that is going to determine where they stand and where they fall. And I think for us, this can be a hard message to receive sometimes. There's a lot of us that maybe grew up with cultural Catholicism or cultural Christianity where we thought we were being generally good people and all that that really mattered was to kind of, you know, not kill anyone, not steal anything big, and make sure you observe the holidays and those kind of things. But really, there's so much more that Jesus is calling us to. Right? He wants to encounter us in our lives and meet us in a place where we have the opportunity to respond to him, right? To listen to him, as he says at the end of this passage. He's sending his disciples out to share his message, and he's expecting people to listen to them, to listen to the message they carry, and not to reject and push that away. So for us, we need more than just being generally good people. We need to be in relationship with the Lord and receive what he wants to speak to us, receive who he wants to be in our lives. And this goes for us on the daily. This is actually a daily decision that we need to make, not to rely on everything we might have done in the past, whether we have been going to church all our lives, or we've been a catechist, or we've been serving in all these different ways. We can't rely on that in replacement of a daily relationship with him and a heart that comes to him today to listen and ask, "Lord, what is your will? Lord, where are you in my life? Where do you want to perform miracles right now? And so that, I think, is the invitation for us today, to recognize where God is in our midst and to listen to him, to respond to him, and to be in relationship with him. And so we ask him for the grace today to send the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to where he wants to move and how we can receive him. Again, this has been a Damascus Daily Prayer Lab reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. My name is Sheila, and if you want to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer here, you can visit us at damascus.net. Thanks so much, and have a blessed day.